This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, November 11, Love in Action. Dear friends, once again, Jesus shows us that it's not what we do that pleases God, but how and why we do it. He begins this gospel by exposing the clerical phonies who dress up and strut their piety. They had perverted their vocations into an ostentatious ego trip. Their prayer was merely a public performance in praise of themselves. In building the new covenant, Jesus warns us over and over again about the invasive, insidious grip of pride. You see, it's the fountainhead of all evil. Christ carries this theme over into a brief exposition on charity. As he observes the rich folks donating to the temple treasury, their generosity is on full display. Perhaps they've forgotten, or perhaps never learned, that the Creator of the universe has no need of their largesse. You see, God wants our love, not the scraps from our table. Charity is not a public proclamation of our sanctity. It was never meant to be a feel-good therapy for the prosperous, to give them an extra little thrill of superiority. You see, with Christ, everything starts and ends with love. Charity is love in action, nothing more, nothing less. It's not about deductions or loopholes or even write-offs. It is rendering to God the currency he values most, our love. Jesus extols the donation of the widow who gave the little she had. Hers is not a vain gesture. It's truly a sacrificial offering, a gift from the heart. As such, her pittance is blessed. It is noble and bountiful and pleasing to God. Jesus is obviously not afraid to look a gift horse in the mouth. But he's not heaven's foremost fundraiser obsessed with buttering up the fat cats. In his eyes, we are all the beloved children of God. You and I begin each day with an equal and infinite capacity for love. We're not expected to hoard it or sit on it waiting for a rainy day. We must use it or lose it. Charity is love in action, not love in storage. As usual, C.S. Lewis captures and clearly explains the heart of the lesson. All our offerings are like the intrinsically worthless present of a child, which a father values indeed, but values only for the intention. With God, it really is the thought that counts. And to God, our innermost thoughts have been an open book since long before time began. As Christians, charity is not some random generous act we perform and then get back to our real life. It's not an emotional response to a telephone appeal before we change the channel. Charity is what we do. It defines us. It's who we are. It's why we're here. It takes many forms. And yes, it does begin at home, but it doesn't end there. The metrics of charity are often counted out in time, talent, and treasure. But before any of that, there is unmeasured love, the precious commodity we have been given by God to be put to work every single day to glorify Him by serving others. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.